Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone now, Rudy is the president of COST. Rudy, good morning. How are you?
And good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. A couple of things, obviously, to talk to you about. First off is this the idea to shift teachers' pensions to towns that will make life miserable for property taxpayers. Explain that to us.
Well, the way I'm interpreting it is that a portion of the current teachers' pension will be pushed down to the towns, approximately 25%. But only after they reduce the interest rate of return from 8% down to 6.9. So figuring that out is a little complicated, but we're coming up with ballpark numbers. It's not going to be a small amount of money. The concern we all have is that there'll be a midpoint chosen and that anyone above that will receive an additional fee charged to them for the pension fund, which I think is unfair.
So it'll be based upon a number of factors concerning each town, treating individually, not just one size fits all. But I would imagine the more affluent towns would probably get hit harder than, let's say, the cities.
Well, obviously, the if you took 10.54% or minus the 6% contribution by the teachers, bringing it down to 4.54%, it's still a larger sum of money. In southern Fairfield County, where teachers' salaries have to be higher, not because we choose to make them higher. Believe me, we would rather that they weren't as high as they are.
Right.
But you need to do that to attract the teachers you want, to get them to work in and around the area. The salaries are higher. It's a higher cost of living. It's a fact of life. But I think the 4.54 across the state is something that's a start for the conversation. I think we really need to get into the details of it and what the exact costs are. I can only speak for Richfield, and we're looking around $1 million a year.
Yeah, we should add that Rudy is the first selectman
of
Richfield. We had him on a couple of weeks ago.
Mayor Monday.
Of course, I saw that name. I remembered it because I made the stupid joke about asking if you're related to Guglielmo Marconi, and you seem to indicate that.
It turns out he is.
That you are. Yes, you're a 15th descendant. We're going to go with that. As a first electman and the president of COST, Rudy, would you like to hear from the governor today?
Well, we want to be sure that both the TAR money, Town Aid Road, is protected. Many of our communities use those funds to help with their paving projects. That would be devastating to remove that, as well as the LOCIP, which is the Local Capital Improvement Program, which many of us use for all our capital projects. Those two are critical to the foundation of support from the state of Connecticut. Beyond that, I get the feeling it's wide open, and we're going to have to fight and debate for every nickel that we hope to receive. ECS, of course, is a huge question.
Educational cost sharing, for those of you
that aren't
familiar.
That's correct. ECS, educational cost sharing, is a huge component of all of our budgets. And we need to really understand that a lot better as well. And I haven't heard anything said about that.
Rudy, what do you think of this statewide car tax that apparently they're proposing? Basically, the thought is it's unfair. You own a Buick in Ridgefield, and you're taxed at a certain rate. You have it in Hartford, you're taxed at a higher rate. So we're going to pool everything and then distribute it. I think that's how that would work.
Well, that's what I've understood so far as well. But please understand that there are some communities that have more than a single mill rate. We do have a single mill rate. I believe Hartford may have two different mill rates up there, and I'd have to research that more to be confident to say for sure. But I can tell you this, that to remove the car tax would be financial ruin for a lot of our communities in southwestern Connecticut. And again, for Richfield, it's over $6 million a year. So not only are you talking about pushing down $1 million in terms of cost sharing for the teacher's pension, by the way, which we've had no voice in whatsoever in any of the negotiations.
Does that surprise you?
It's a fact.
Right.
That's been a fact for a while. And if they, the state, wants to push down cost sharing on the pension, they must also give the towns,
right,
not the boards of education, the towns the ability to negotiate those pension funds, right, because they are full of needed repairs. Right. And the world has changed.
Yeah.
In our town, everyone's on a defined contribution.
Okay.
That's just where we commit a given percentage every year to the people's pension. We believe they should have one. But what happens at the end of their career, they have to have ownership in.
Last question. That $6 million is what percentage of your budget that's off the car tax, property tax?
Oh, probably, let's see, we're about $140
million. All right,
so 6% of that is, I don't know.
There was not going to be a math quiz here. I'm not doing that.
You did. It's too early. I haven't even had a cup of coffee.
No.
Come on. How can you come out without having coffee? That's rule one we ask our guests. So they'll be wide awake. Rudy Marconi, the president.
I didn't get the memo.
The president of Cost and the first electman of Ridgefield down in the southwest corner of the state. Nice enough to join us early this morning. Thanks, Rudy. As always,
thanks,
it's a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.